as part of our countdown at the Brew. We're going to go back to our phone lines. A guy that you hear quite often on the Cavalier Radio Network, Brad Sellers, now joins us. Former Ohio State star, went on to play in the NBA with the Chicago Bulls. I bump into Brad once in a while down at the queue. So I texted him earlier and said, hey, Brad, why don't you join us tonight for our countdown at the Brew right here in Amherst. So it's great to have Brad Sellers on the line. And, Brad, first of all, thank you very much for joining us here on AM 930 WEOL. And between myself and Bull Barch and Matt Douglas back in the studios, you're the only one, my friend. You're the only one who has played this game at the NBA level, has gone through these playoff wars. So my first question is, put us in the minds, the mindset of each one of these teams, Cleveland and Toronto, as they now go north for game three. Are the Cavaliers basically thinking, we are the dominant club here? And is Toronto thinking, we don't really know how to beat these guys? Put us in each one of their heads, if you could.
Well, thank you for having me. And let me just say this, that it's my pleasure to be here. And when you're talking about tonight's game, I just think that for us, I hope we're not thinking that we're thinking we're the dominant team. I like us when we're playing like we have a little fear in us. When we come out the last two games, we've come out on attack early and often, and we play with a sense of urgency. And so I think that has done the Cleveland faithful very well to see us playing like that. And I want us to continue doing that tonight. And if I'm in Toronto's shoes, I'm just trying to figure out how I can survive. Because the thing I saw the first two nights in Cleveland was I was definitely not expecting what I saw from the Cavaliers on those two games.
Two dominant performances by the Cavaliers. And as much as you can beat a team physically, can you also just beat a team down mentally? Do you sense that the Cavaliers are doing that as well?
Yeah, I think we are. You've got to, first of all, you got to tip your hat to Ty Lue and the staff having guys ready to play. But I think it's all, the tempo's all been set by LeBron James. I think the way he has been playing has exceeded everybody's expectations. He's come out again with a mindset that he's been on the attack for four quarters, and in doing so, his teammates have followed along. And it really is good because, you know, you remember we kind of stumbled into the playoffs, right? We kind of backed into the playoffs. I think we won, 10 out of the last 24 games? And so it was quite questionable which team was going to show. And then I think after the last round and starting this round, I think that we're starting to put some of those fears to rest.
Again, we're talking with Brad Sellers, member of the Cavaliers Radio Network, former Ohio State star, and also a member of the Chicago Bulls. And, Brad, as you said, kind of stumbled down the stretch. Everybody was saying, can they flip the switch? And, boy, they sure have six straight postseason wins, nine straight postseason wins going back to the NBA Finals last year. Has that basically thrown that theory out that you can't just flip a switch? Have the Cavaliers said, oh, yes, you can. When you want to turn it on, you can.
Well, I think this, that, you know, I'm not one who believes in flipping the switch. I just believe that consistency gets you longer and further. For us, I think everything has kind of fallen in place. You know, we've been able to dispose of Indiana in quick fashion and allowed us to gain another 7-8 days of rest and allow us to come back and be re-energized and fresh to play, and I think that's worked to our benefit. And we've got to continue that mindset. We've got to continue that mindset tonight. Because I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a tough atmosphere in the Air Canada Center tonight in Toronto. And I just think that the Toronto Raptors have an entire nation's hopes on their backs tonight. So I've got to imagine that they are going to play with a sense of urgency like no other, because they don't want to go down 3-0. In their mindset, they've got to get to what they had last year and try to tie up 2-2. But in order to get to 2-2, you've got to win the first game tonight.
Boy, no doubt about that. Again, we're talking with Brad Sellers as he joins us on our countdown at the Brew Show. I'm broadcasting live here at the Brew Kettle in Amherst, back in the studios of AM 930 WEOL, our normal afternoon drive team of Bull Barch and Matt Douglas, part of Bullseye on the afternoon. So, Bull and Matt, I'll let you get a question or two in here with our guest, Brad Sellers.
Well, first of all, it's nice to have a fellow Eastsider on the show as well. Just putting that out there right now. It's nice to have
the Eastsider. We're everywhere. We're everywhere.
Yeah, all over the place. All over the place. It's always nice to have a fellow Eastsider on the show.
Thank you.
We'll start with that. And I wanted to throw this at you because I know you played with Michael Jordan, and I'm not going to go down the road of the comparisons of LeBron and Michael Jordan, but what I wanted to ask you, being a teammate of Michael Jordan, obviously there's a lot of experience from your corner. You can kind of to tell us kind of what that was like and give us an idea as to what that's like for the guys surrounding LeBron, that Cleveland Cavaliers locker room. Certainly there is a certain set of expectations, but when you are around a figure like that, a dominant figure like that, what kind of mentality do you go into these kinds of games with, knowing that you're not going to be the man, but you do serve some kind of a role, and in many cases, a pivotal role?
There's no doubt. And being a teammate of a player like that, you've got to come in thinking that, you know, how can I contribute? You know, you might have come from a situation where you were a guy that they were going to, whether it be in college or another team in the pros, and say that, you know, you're a guy they were going to offensively more times than not. And when you have a guy like LeBron, you kind of find out where you need to fit in at, right? And then the thing that you can expect from being on players like being teammates of players like that, their expectation of everyone's performance is at a heightened level. So that means they're coming to play hard. They're coming to play with high intensity. And when you get your call, whether you're a starter or coming off the bench, you've got to figure out how to match that level of intensity. And you've seen some guys struggle, right? And some guys succeed at a high level. J.R. Smith comes to mind. He came here and he's really filled into his role. And now everybody else that seems to be playing now, Deron Williams and Kyle Korver and Love, everybody seems to be trying to match his intensity. They might not match his skill set, but they're going to match that intensity. And when we're all playing like that, I mean, it's just a difficult task. So from Serrano, I had to leave Cleveland really wondering, can I win a game?
I'm glad you ended with that, Brad, because that's what I wanted to ask you. Dwayne Casey in the last press conference, I mean, you hear what DeMar DeRozan says, I'll give $100 to anyone who can shut down LeBron James. Then you hear Dwayne Casey say, look, we're in the same position we were in last year. We're going back to Toronto where last year we took the two games we played there. Is that the mentality a coach has to have to sort of lift his players back up and say, sure, we lost by 22, let's go back to Toronto and do it to them?
Well, that's the only thing I think he can say, and I was almost chuckled to hear DeMar DeRozan talk about, I'll give $100. Don't give $100. You go out there and stop him. That's what I would say. Go out there and stop him, big man. You got all the big money, right? Remember? So it's time for you to step up. So I mean, the task, and then all jokes aside, the task is hard. Is a hard task. I mean, LeBron James, he's playing better than he was playing in Miami, and that's a scary thought. And so think about that. You think about, did you see DeMar DeRozan checking LeBron in the post in the last two games? He looked like a dwarf. He looked so small compared to LeBron James when LeBron James went to a post-up game. I think the sense of urgency in LeBron, he is playing at a clip like there's no tomorrow for him. And so when he's playing like that, I'd hate to be on the other end of it. I really would.
Again, we're talking with Brad Sellers as he joins us as part of our countdown at the Brew, as I broadcast live here at the Brew Kettle. Bull Bartz and Matt Douglas back in the studios of AM 930 WEOL. Brad, I referenced earlier the fact, going back to the three straight wins in the finals last year to overcome Golden State, and now four straight against Indiana, two more against Toronto. I'm not a math wizard, but that adds up to nine straight playoff victories, postseason victories for this Cavalier team. As a guy who's been through the playoff wars and knowing what it takes in postseason basketball, put that accomplishment in perspective for us. How challenging, how difficult is that?
Well, it's quite challenging. I'm gonna just tell you, it's quite challenging from the standpoint, you know, young players do this. They're like, how can I win the series? Veteran players do this. How can I just win the game? I take it game by game, and the older you get, you focus on those 48 minutes for that day, that moment. You don't look beyond it. You don't say, let me see how can I position myself better. No, I'm just going to attack these 48 minutes, and if I attack these 48 minutes hard, I'm going to give myself the best opportunity to win. And so for us, it really comes down to, for us and Toronto, really, it really comes down to mind. It really comes down to the mindset of who wants it the most, right? Because for us, we have a chance, the Cavaliers have a chance to really break this thing open. You know, you go up 3-0, you pretty much can put them out of their misery today, right? And but if you go 2-1, now they have a sense of life. They're like, well, wait a minute, if I can squeak out one more, I can get out of here tied up 2-2, and I put myself back even for the best out of three series.
All right, Brad, before we let you go, I mentioned a couple of times we hear you often on the Cavaliers Radio Network. We had Scott Zarrilla on the program a little bit earlier tonight. Will fans be hearing you tonight on the Cavalier Radio Network? Is Zarrilla putting you to work tonight?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I do the, you know, Scott, I, and Mike Steiner, we do the post game for the Cavaliers, the wrap-up show. So I've got all the road games. I do all the road games for the Cavaliers, and Jim Jones does all the home games. And so tonight is a night for working, and I'm hoping that the outcome will be just as good as it was when I was watching them play the home games the other day. So I'm looking forward to it. You know, we've been on a roll. We want to make sure that we stay on a roll, and I like the trajectory that this team is going.
Boy, no doubt. Hey, again, I really, really appreciate you taking some time to join us here on AM 930 WEOL. Always great to bump into you down at the Q. We've had some great conversations in that radio room. And
absolutely.
Thought, why not have Brad on the air tonight? So really appreciate you spending a few minutes with us, Brad.
Hey, I'll see you back at the Q, okay?
Sounds good, my friend. Thank you.
All right. See you guys.
Brad Zellers joining us here on AM 930 WEOL as part of our Countdown at the Brew.